9:30, WFMD is at your service, featuring local business people who are experts in their field.
Just another day in paradise.
Good morning, Frederick, and welcome to the Mortgage and More Show with Mark. It's Mark Zeidelman. For over 20 years, a certified mortgage planning specialist with Washington Home Mortgage, I have assisted my clients in getting $500 million in money to buy and refinance homes. I work with individuals, couples who could be married, divorcing, or otherwise, families, and even LLCs, and I can probably help you too. I finance primary residences, second homes, retirement homes, investment properties, and even some commercial properties. I'm licensed in Maryland, D.C., Delaware, and Florida. Now, I start off by mentioning license because if you work at a bank or a similar institution, you don't need to be licensed. The licensing requires additional and continuing education and requirements, and in my mind, make you a better loan originator or others because you're more aware of the current trends and the regulations, making you a better resource for your clients. You know, additionally, I have access to over 20 lenders, enabling me to use the one most appropriate for your transaction. Unlike a bank, credit union, or direct lender that may only have a few programs to offer. You're listening to 930 WFMD Free Talk Radio in Frederick, Maryland. I am very excited for today's show. We're going to talk about the additional Fed rate increases, review just one of the misconceptions about reverse mortgages, introduce a realtor challenge, and talk about the types of alternative mortgage products, plus get our three processing points from Desiree, and as always, our contest for a free mini detail of your car or truck. Oh, and a big secret about reverse mortgages. But if you take nothing else away from the entire half hour we're spending together, it's going to be this, my tagline. It's simple. Think mortgage, think Mark. Regardless of what it is, just keep that in mind and our phone number of 301-509-7300. That's 301-509-7300. That way we can connect and see how we can be of best service to you. You know, but before we get started, what have I been working on? You know, the increase in rates may have cooled or, dare I say, injured the housing market, but it hasn't stopped it. We just need to incorporate the new factor of the higher rates into the buying formula. One of my recently closed loans was one that another lender turned down. Ah, this is one of my specialties. An elderly woman was trying to buy a new home that fit her new lack of mobility. She was turned down due to lack of income and thought she wouldn't be able to move. Obviously, that was quite distressing. She was very upset. However, we were able to calculate her Social Security and pensions accurately, unlike the first lender, and she went to settlement with very little drama. It was a great save for us and a great save for the realtors and for the seller. We also just settled on a cottage for a first-time home buyer. She bought a smaller home, a smaller single-family home, instead of renting a condo, and did this with only 3% down. Her monthly payment is about the same. So here's a young woman who's getting established as a homeowner, leading to true wealth as an owner. This makes me so happy. So let's hear from Meg. She was one of my previous clients who didn't think she had a chance to buy a home.
I heard your commercial. When I called Mark Zeidelman, I had no clue what I was doing as far as getting approved for a loan. And he made the whole process easy and understandable. I absolutely would recommend them to others.
Pretty incredible, huh? So at Washington Home Mortgage, we're very concerned about document and file security. Seriously, I've heard of that 30-plus people have access to your info at the mega lenders. At Washington Home Mortgage, at most, only three of our staff who process your loan have access to your private income. We go to great lengths to protect your information. It's a serious responsibility, and we're passionate about it. Before we go any further, let me share with you a short thank you note that I received. Mark, thank you for taking my calls at odd hours and answering all of my questions throughout the process. You know, this is the type of feedback that we like, that just lets us know that we've done a good job because we've made our clients happen. You know, that's really just how we work. Getting into today, you know, the Fed's additional mandated rate increases are in a move to reduce or eliminate inflation. You know, I'm not going to discuss the why of this or the how did we get there of this. You know, I mentioned inflation over a year and a half ago, but it does have an impact on mortgage rates. They are not directly related to rates. So if the Fed raises the rates 0.75%, your mortgage rate isn't going to go from 6 to 6.75%. They are not directly related to the rates, which actually fell yesterday. Simply put, in my opinion and the opinion of others, home mortgage rates will track inflation. So as inflation slows or goes, so will interest rates. You know, so why purchase? With rates higher than they've been in practically infinity, payments would go up hundreds of dollars per month. So why buy now? As I've mentioned before, if you need a larger home, you need a larger home. New children, a home office, or a family member moving in, whatever the reason. So if you need to buy, I'm going to suggest you buy now. You know, we expect rates to fall next year. So the 6% rate available now doesn't have to be your rate for 30 years. I think that in less than a year, your equity will increase as the home value increases and rates have hopefully declined. So you can refinance into a lower rate and a monthly payment. In some cases, getting rid of mortgage insurance, which will save you more than even a 2% price reduction. Now, to cover your butt, so to speak, I offer a free refi, ask for the details, when your initial home financing is with me. So no worries of the cost to refi being an impediment to getting a lower rate down the road. Also, you're buying at today's prices. Everything will cost more next year. Your down payment goes further, and you won't be chasing a price that keeps on increasing. I sort of call that unobtainium. And you can enjoy the home and the increase in value instead of continuing rent. By the way, history shows that in a recession, home values do not drop. Now, purchase is just one side of the business. The other part of the mortgage might be refinancing. So why refinance? Again, if rates are twice what they used to be, how could it possibly make any sense? Well, typically we refi at a lower rate to get a shorter term or to get cash out for a variety of reasons. As I said, today, rates are about twice what they were about 6 months ago. The rationale may be different. Surviving the pandemic on many levels has not been easy. And because of that, one of the things that happened is credit card debt is way up. So if this happens to you just trying to make ends meet, and let's say you have $10,000 in credit card debt, that's going to be at about 22%. So even just the interest-only payments, that's just staying even, is about $180 a month. Let's say you refinance at the unheard-of rate of 7%. Well, that payment would drop down to only about $58 a month. So that extra savings can go towards savings, taking care of other debt, or, because you know I'm a car guy, you know, buying a Magnaflow exhaust. I can prepare an analysis of what your cash flow savings would look like using what I call a blended rate comparison. To see the actual savings. I think what you would find is that depending on the debt load, you can really save hundreds of dollars every month and work to put yourself in a much firmer financial position by exploring refinancing and consolidating actual debt. So it might make sense despite a higher interest rate. Remember, what's right is what's right for you. These are very unusual times. You're listening to WFMD 930 Free Talk Radio in Frederick, and this is the Mortgage and More Show with Mark. I'm Mark Zeidelman, and you can reach me by phone or text at 301-509-7300. Let me know your questions, and I'll gladly get you a personalized answer. We'll find a program that fits your needs and really work tirelessly for you on your purchase or refinance. You know, I'd mentioned reverse mortgages coming in, and last show we talked about 10 myths and misconceptions, all of which were, nine of which were dispelled, and one of which was actually true. But this week, I just want to talk about one myth, which was actually myth number 10. I need more cash flow, but I'm not I need more cash flow, but I'm not desperate yet. You know, the fact is, reverse mortgage is much more than a last resort. More and more financial advisors are finding that it can be a flexible tool for retirement planning. You can choose to take the proceeds of a reverse mortgage as a lump sum, in monthly payments, as a line of credit, or a combination of all three. It's really going to be up to you. If you or a loved one is suffering from lack of cash flow, making it difficult to pay for health care or enjoy life due to lack of income, then this is a problem solver. You know, you can unlock financial freedom, and in retirement, it starts with a proactive approach to financial planning. And while it's not for everyone, many seniors find a reverse mortgage can be a useful part of the plan. You know, is a reverse mortgage the right thing to do? You know, that's part of the discussion we need to have. There's many factors to consider, but getting started is the simple thing. I am experienced and prepared to help you to explore the options and help you achieve your retirement goals. And if a reverse mortgage isn't good for you, I'll know, you'll know, I'll tell you. This coming up part, I want you to listen to carefully. Depending on your age, not your income, and not your credit score. I'm going to repeat that. Depending on your age, not your income, or your credit score, you can get a reverse mortgage for about 50% of your home's value. And it's not just for cash out like we talked about before. It could be reverse for purchase. This is a little known and little used program that is really awesome. You can even do that on multiple units. You know, I'm glad to run a reverse illustrator to show you or your parents what a reverse mortgage could look like. There are even options now for those that are 55 and older. Typically, it's been 62. And also for jumbo mortgages. So now, situations where the mortgage is going to be above $970,000, I have a solution for that. So I mentioned a big secret before of reverse mortgages, so here it is. The big secret is that the government is guaranteeing the value of your home. Let me say that again. The government is guaranteeing the value of your home. Think about that for a moment. Ah, you say, let's talk about this, especially waterfront homeowners. So now it's time for a realtor challenge. You know, with the downturn in the market, things are slower, not just for people in the mortgage industry, but also for realtors. Even our most successful teams are having to endure the downturn of the economy and the lack of demand for homes. So while inbound calls may have fallen off and outbound marketing may seem ineffective, there is still a way for realtors to generate conversation and interest. Get this, it's your own files. Dig them out, dust them off, and see what you've got. If the client had previously been turned down because they had a down payment or credit issues or income problems, we might be able to get them qualified now. Look through the files. Touch base with the client and see if they might be interested in buying. I'm glad to discuss the new programs and possibilities. At the worst, you reconnect with a client and become top of mind to them. At the best, you get a ready client or a referral because you're fresh on their mind. My job is to help you, be you the buyer or the realtor. You're listening to 930 WFMD Free Talk Radio in Frederick, Maryland. This is the Mortgage and More Show with Mark. I'm Mark Zeidelman, and you can reach me by phone or text at 301-509-7300. Let me know your questions, and I'll gladly get you a personalized answer. So I'd mentioned earlier alternative mortgage products. We may be familiar, or you may be familiar, I know I am, with the alphabet soup of mortgages. We have FHA, USDA, VA, not to mention conforming, conventional, and jumbo. So what are alternative mortgage products? A quick sidebar on these is they allow investors to buy without traditional documentation. So generally, no bank statements, no tax returns, no pay stubs. So if you want a rental property and don't have the income to support it, then maybe a mortgage that qualifies just based on the rent received works just fine. And to let you know how new programs are coming out all the time, just yesterday I was contacted by a lender who will do these loans down to a 550 credit score. That's pretty amazing. So if you're thinking about an investment property, let's chat. So according to my listeners, this is one of your favorite parts of the show, and that would be the 3 points with Desiree. Desiree Kelly is Washington Home Mortgage's processing manager and an unmanageable source of knowledge about mortgage qualifications and guidelines. She goes toe-to-toe with underwriters and comes out right. It's amazing to have somebody like this on our side. So here's what she's obsessing over today. Number one, be prepared. This is not new news, people. Don't just get pre-qualified, but get fully approved. We will process and then submit your file to underwriting for a full approval. So only title and the appraisal, and sometimes not even that, is needed to close. You can compete with cash offers. This also gives us time to correct issues that might arise with verification of employment, or assets that are valid, or credit score. Most importantly, the credit score. Number two, keep your money under control. Pay off debts, meaning make at least the minimum payment each month, so set up auto pay. Keep transfers to a minimum to avoid confusion. You know, money has to be your money, and that's called seasoned funds. Now, only seasoned funds can be used for a home purchase. If you've never heard of this, you know, it is real. Funds need to be in your account for two full statements to be utilized as an asset. This is to avoid money laundering and other financial misdeeds. So the earlier we start with you, the more time we have to correct any issues there might be. We had a situation, just interjecting, probably 3 years ago. One of our clients had 45 random deposits in her bank account, and we had to get explanations for each of them. The answer was that she was, you know, holding money as the gambling source for her family. So we couldn't use those funds. Number three from Desiree, be real with yourself and expectations. You may love that $550,000 townhouse, but will you love the $3,500 payment each month? If so, great. If not, relax your expectations. Buy something that you can afford and are comfortable with the monthly payment. I'm going to say that again. Be comfortable with the monthly payment. In a few years, the equity will grow and give you more purchasing power. With rents increasing at a staggering rate, your best bet is to get into the game now. As I was reminded the other day, buying a home leads to wealth. Renting leads to, well, not wealth. If you're in the market to buy and you need a realtor recommendation, please call me. I will help decide for you and with you who is your best ally as a realtor. You're listening to 930 WFMD Free Talk Radio in Frederick, Maryland. And this is the Mortgage and More Show with Mark. I'm Mark Zeidelman, and you can reach me by phone or text at 301-509-7300. That's 301-509-7300. Let me know your questions, and we'll work towards a personalized answer. So I want you to hear another thing from Meg. You heard from her earlier, but she was such a satisfied client that I just have to play you this message from her.
Every time I got nervous about something, I was able to call Mark. He would answer my questions, explaining start to finish everything that I needed to know. I felt like Mark was only working with me, even though I know he had other clients.
So as part of the show, we have a community spotlight. And I'm going to ask if you have a recommendation for my community spotlight, please call or text me with your recommendation for the next show. For this episode, I have to recommend a company called Protect the Child Pool Fence Company. It is owned and operated by my wife, Candy Zeidelman. It has been for over 30 years. Her business is committed to bringing safety around swimming pools and to prevent childhood drowning, which is the number one cause of infant death. Also, they just completed a non-pool fence job here for a nonprofit in Frederick, where a parking lot section was isolated for daycare. Came out beautiful. So if you need to talk about mesh fencing or protected child fencing, please give them a call at 800-803-SAFE. So you can call Candy at Protected Child Pool Fence Company at 1-800-803-SAFE. And again, if you have a recommendation, please let me know. You know, we're coming up on the time for our contest, which I know you've been waiting for. But first, I'd like to start with congratulations and kudos to the city of Rockville. They threw an awesome car show last week. I think there was close to 500 cars and thousands of what I would consider my friends. It's the first time since 2019 that they were able to put one on, and it was very well done. You know, there was everything from a 1911 Hudson that was, I'm sorry, a 1911 Essex that was driven onto the field, all the way up to a 1997 Ford Taurus station wagon. Now, you can understand the Essexes and the Humpmobiles and the Cadillacs, but a 97 Ford wagon? Well, that's what we're coming up on, friends. That is a 25-year-old car and is now a collectible. Also, congratulations to all the men and women who worked so hard to get those vehicles in such good shape. I was thrilled to be there. So here we go. Coming up on the quiz, I will give it to you twice. Now, what you're going to want to do is text 301-509-7300. Get that again, 301-509-7300, with the year and make of the car. So the first person that sends in the right answer is going to get a full car wash, and it's really a mini detail right here on the Golden Mile. You'll sit there and watch as your glass sparkles and your paint shine, and I am thrilled to give these away. So, what American car company has been in continuous operation the longest, and what year did it start? I know that with the radio show and the time we have, you can probably Google it. But I'll know from the timestamp who pulled this right out of their head. I'm speaking to you, Rob. So text the answer to 301-509-7300. That's 301-509-7300. You know, before we wrap up, let me share another note that I received. This was about a year and a half ago, but it is one of my favorite. Dear Mark, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all your hard work and support. We could not have asked for a better person to work with us. We are very appreciative of your honesty, timely advice, and, of course, calming words of encouragement. We have not forgotten all the calls and emails you have responded to on the weekends and late nights. We would be happy to write recommendation. Thanks again for making our dream to own our first home a reality. And your presence at closing was appreciated. All the best. That's from K&M. It was a delight to see them getting in their house as well. So, as always, I've got so much more to share, but we've run out of time today. So call me at 301-509-7300. That's 301-509-7300. And we can talk about your topic of interest. You know, no cost, no pressure. And remember, everyone who gets a free consultation gets a free car wash. So at the minimum, we talk, you learn, and you get a clean ride to boot. And we can talk about real estate, we can talk about mortgages, we can talk about cars, kids, or your pets. So be well, be safe, and be kind. Be generous with your time and not just your money. God bless America, vote, and have a wonderful weekend.